In other words, the more differences there are between collectives, the more fear exists between them. The glue that holds collectives together is not language, skin color, belief, or common experience. It is fear. Within a collective is comfort and safety, while outside the collective is danger. Even violent collectives, such as gangs, alcoholic relationships, and abusive families, appear safer to individuals within them than unfamiliar collectives. Every nation, culture, race, and most religions have a history of violence and exploitation, yet each appears safer to its participants than unfamiliar collectives. The same fear that attracts similar individuals holds collectives together. If this were not so, cultures, races, and religions would have blended long ago, and individuals within them would relate soul to soul, instead of black to yellow, white to brown, Jew to Buddhist, and Christian to Muslim. That is why collectives cannot unify humanity, but can only divide it further. The more frightened an individual is, the more he will identify with his collective, and the more violently he will defend it. Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, and fundamentalist movements, for example, are collectives of individuals who are so frightened they cannot tolerate even minor differences. The attraction individuals feel to others like themselves is one side of a coin. The other side is the repulsion they feel for those who are different.